Coffee. If you could have anything in the world, absolutely anything in the world, what would it be? Okay? 30 seconds to think about it. You might want to chat with the person next to you. If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? Give you a moment. Anybody want to share? An elf? Oh, health. Deliberate deafness, sorry, Mo. Yes, John.
A time machine,
yes. Would you go forward or backwards?
Both ways.
Both ways, yeah. Awesome. Yes. Anyone else?
A happy, fulfilling life.
Anything in the world?
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything. You would just like everything in the world. I've got the whole world in my hands. Yeah, sorry, I've heard another one over here. A happy, fulfilling life. Now, here's the follow-up question to that. How do you think you're going to get that? How are you going to get that? Any thoughts? How is Josh going to get the whole world and everything in it? How's Mo going to get an elf?
A millionaire,
yeah. More than that. Yeah, I know. I think even what's his... Oh, I've forgotten his name now. He could be a trillionaire, couldn't he? Right? How are you going to get it? Money? Working hard? Stealing? I don't know. Yes, Josh, how are you going to get a genie, yes. Dear genie, can I have the entire world, please? Yeah, in my back pocket. I don't know. But here's another question, though. In a sense, let's bring us right back to reality, okay? But what do we really need? This is that classic question. If you could just have five things, what do you actually need for life? Again, 30 seconds with the person next to you or around you or on your own, whatever you prefer. What do you actually need? Would anyone like to share what five things do you actually need?
Food and water.
Food and water.
Shelter.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Health.
Fuel.
Yeah. Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say. The answer's in John 6:37.
Yes.
Faith, hope.
Yeah. Love.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Yeah. For some of us, what we would love now in our lives is some hope, maybe. Maybe it is peace. Maybe it is purpose to know why we're here. What am I heading towards? Maybe for some of us, a little more money would help. Maybe it's companionship. Maybe for some of us, you know, I'd like to have a nice meal, actually. You know, a place to live, a place to work. Some comfort in my life, or even reconciliation with a friend. There's all sorts of things we really need. Now, over the past few weeks, we've been thinking about what is our spiritual need for us as a church. And you notice on the screen is our verse of the year, in its St. Richard's version. And again, I'd love us to read this through together. And again, spot, how do we come to experience this for ourselves? So let's say it together. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that St. Richard's ask or think, according to the power at work within the people of St. Richard's, to him be glory in St. Richard's and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, now and forever. Amen. What's our part we play in this? How do we experience this for ourselves as a church?
Prayer.
Yeah. Ask. We need to be asking. Because we've been thinking about what it means to ask, And of course, then it leads us to the next question is, what do we ask and how do we ask for it? And that's why we've been looking at the Lord's Prayer. It's a great prayer. And today in the Lord's Prayer, we're going to think about, give us today our daily bread. But just to recap, what we've looked at so far in the Lord's Prayer, we've been seeing that for us, asking means to come to our Lord Jesus Christ. And as Christians, we have an amazing privilege when it comes to the God, the King of the universe, like a child running into their arms of their father. We can run into the arms of the King of the universe and go, Abba, Father, Daddy. And Jesus says, I want you to have the same relationship with my Father as I do. It's amazing, isn't it? We can come to the God of the universe and call him our Father. Also, in a sense, as having run into his arms, just being awed and wonder. It's like, have you ever put Mentos into a bottle of Coke? You've certainly seen it done. It explodes. In a sense, if you were to ever come across the person that you really admired, whether it's your, you know, you go, wow. In a sense, as we run into the arms of God, our next response in our prayer is wow and awe. Glory to you, Father, in me and in others. Your kingdom come, Father, in me and in others. Your will be done, Father, in me and in others. As we go, that awe and wonder of this God that we can call Abba, our Father. And then Jesus goes on to show us, after we've brought our praise to him in our prayer, then it's time that we can bring our petitions to him in our prayer. So our prayer starts with us being outward looking and upward looking to our God before we then come into his presence and say, Lord, this is what I need. And in a sense, it's almost like a child, isn't it? As a father or a mother might encourage their child to go on, go and do it. So Jesus is saying, go on, run into the arms of my Father, Abba, and bring your needs, your petitions before him. He wants to hear them because it shows to him we are dependent upon him. So our Father in heaven loves us to say, give us today our daily bread, boldly doing so. And I just think it's amazing that Jesus gives us permission to come to his Father, the King of the universe, and say, give us today our daily bread. The thing is, does that mean we can come to him and ask for whatever we want, the entire world in our back pocket, or even elves to help us? Is that what, can we go and ask him for anything? No. What can we ask for? It was give us today our daily bread. And there's two words here that help us to remember what we are to ask for. And it is the words today, and it is the word bread. So let's think about this word, these two words, bread and today. Now, why do you think Jesus used the word bread? I mean, he could have said, pray, give us today our daily screen time. Or he could give us today our minerals and, you know, vitamins. He didn't. He used the word bread. Any idea of why? He could have used anything. Why did he use the word bread? Any ideas? It's essential. Yeah, it's a staple. I did hear some other... Yes, yeah. We need the bread. It's, in a sense, the most basic thing you need is bread. And so when we come to our Father and say, give us today our daily bread, it's not give us the world or give us the money, whatever. It's give us the things that we need, the physical needs to get us through and the spiritual needs. Our Father in heaven, give us today the things we need that will meet our spiritual needs. Our Father in heaven, give us today what meets my spiritual needs. And he also said the word today as well, didn't he? I wonder why he said, give us today. Any ideas? Why did he use say give us today? He didn't even have to be here. He said, give us our daily bread. Why today? Any idea? Definitely to do with dependence, yes. He doesn't want just hoarding it up. Nor hoarding it up. Correct. Yeah.
So each day.
Yeah. And the question is, can you put your hand up if you can guarantee you're going to be here tomorrow? No? No. None of us. Go on, Mo. Oh, I love that confidence. We have no idea, do we? The world could end tonight. Our world, our part in it could end tonight. So give us today our daily bread. Not for tomorrow. As a scripture teaches elsewhere, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Give us today our daily bread. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I read a story of a lady who was suffering from cancer. And she'd got to the point where she was just at the end of her powers of endurance. And she just cried out God, I cannot live the rest of my life like this. And in the moment of quiet and tears that followed, she just sensed this small, quiet voice saying, I'm asking you to live like this today. It is just today. I am asking you to live like this today. Jesus encourages us to come before our Heavenly Father, our Abba, and say, give me today what I need to satisfy my physical and spiritual needs. And in asking him for such thing, it shows us that God sustains us just one day at a time. And that's what we need. And asking shows our dependence upon God and also our contentment in him as well. We're going to be thinking about those two a bit more in a moment. Our dependence upon him and our contentment in him. Our dependence and our contentment in poverty and in prosperity. Because whether we are having a prosperous time in our life or a time of poverty in our life, we are to pray this prayer, give us today our daily bread. I wonder whether you can think back into a time of your life when you have felt poverty. Poverty, maybe that is materially. There's been days when, I have no idea where I'm getting my food today. I have no idea where I'm getting the money I need to pay those bills. I don't know how I'm going to pay for that rent or whatever. Maybe it's poverty in our ability. There's a time when I just don't have the mental capacity to do this, Lord. I don't have the emotional intelligence to do this, Lord. In these times when we're really aware of our poverty, I don't know whether you do what I do, but I'm properly grumpy towards God. Lord, you've brought me to a point where I haven't got what I need. What do we do in times like that? Our Father, give me today my daily bread. The things I need today, the things I need to accomplish physically and spiritually. So the next time you're tempted to open the fridge and look at it and go, oh, there's nothing to eat in there. Maybe just say, Lord, I'm thankful for what I've got for today. Have you ever had that time when you swing open the wardrobe and you go, oh, I've got nothing to wear? Maybe it's time to say, Lord, I'm thankful for what I do have to wear. Maybe there's a time when you check your bank account and you think, oh, there's nowhere near enough there. Maybe it's time to say, thank you, Lord, for what I have got here. In those times when the stuff around us no longer brings satisfaction, maybe we can say, thank you, Lord, for what I do have. Now, we've been thinking about earlier what I would like. If I could have anything, what would I like? We then thought about what do I actually need? And I wonder whether today when we get home it'd be worth thinking, well, what do I have? What do I already have? And be thankful for what I do have. Lord, our Father in heaven, give us today our daily bread, to show our dependence and our contentment, even in our poverty. Do you know, when I was growing up, the church I grew up in, there's a lovely lady there, and everybody called her Granny Knight. She was Granny Knight. She'd had six kids of her own. She had fostered literally busloads of other kids. She was an amazing lady. And she told the story how on one morning, she got up, opened the cupboards to feed the mouths, and the cupboards were literally bare. And she turned around to see the shock of the kids, you know, good load them in the room, and they'd seen it was bare too. And well, what were they going to eat? Well, she still got them all to sit around the table, even though they all knew the cupboard was bare. She laid the table, and they all did their thing where they held hands and said grace together. And it's this, I'm making this up, but she said at that moment when they said amen, the doorbell went. And there was a young lad standing there with a box in his hand. And what do you think was in that box? Food. Yeah, he said, my mum thought you might make use of these this morning. You know, give us today our daily bread. And yeah, Granny Knight, amazing lady she was. Being content and dependent upon God, even in our poverty. We pray, give us today in our poverty. We also pray, give us today in our prosperity. Now, we might think that's a bit weird. When I've got everything I need, why on earth would I say, give us today our daily bread? I don't know. Have you ever found that when the more we have, the less we're thankful for it? Ever found that you've stopped saying grace before meals? I mean, what does that show about how we're responding to the food we actually have. Have you ever found those times when you're angry at Morrison's because they don't have your brand of ketchup? There is only one brand. I mean, what does it say about our expectation of having what we need and what we need now? You know, the thing is, in times of plenty and prosperity, there is a danger that we become self-reliant, become expectant, we become ungrateful. We forget that everything that we have comes from God. Even the abilities that we have to earn money, therefore to get food, is given to us by God. And so even in our prosperity, it's important to pray, give us today our daily bread. It shows that we're dependent upon him, we're content with what we've got, and we are relying upon him. So we pray, give us today in our poverty, give us today in our prosperity. But of course, there's one more. Give us today dependence and contentment for eternity. And we're all pretty aware of our physical needs. We need to eat, we need to drink. Although after last night's curry, I definitely won't need to for a couple of months. But the very verse that we've been learning shows us that we need dependence on our Lord Jesus Christ for our spiritual life. As Jesus, what did Jesus say? I am, together, the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Now, Jesus said this after he had quite an interesting couple of days. He had just fed 5,000 men, plus women and children, with just two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Now, the next day, Jesus had made his way round across the lake and on, but the crowd then followed him. And Jesus addresses the crowd and says, the only reason you're here is because you had a free meal yesterday. The only reason you're here is because you're hungry again today. But I am the bread of life. You will not go hungry and you will not go thirsty. But how does that work? How can we feed on Jesus, the bread of life, so that we are not hungry, that we're not thirsty? Well, let's think about that. I mean, if you weren't to eat, what happens ultimately? You die, yes. Now, it's interesting. If we don't feed our souls each day, we will also die spiritually. We are physical and spiritual beings. And so we need to feed on our Lord Jesus Christ. Be reading his word. Be praying. Be talking to his people. Because Jesus said, I am the bread of life. But ultimately what it means committing our life to him. And how does that work? It means recognizing there is a king of the universe. He created all things. And as the king of the universe, he is our king too. We need to realize that we have offended him in living our lives our own way, and then repent of our sin, saying sorry to Jesus, and we respond in love and commitment to him. That's what it means to feed on him, not only physical needs, but the spiritual needs. And in a sense, it is like a needle. If you imagine, the Lord Jesus Christ as a needle went through the veil of death. And as a needle will have then a wool behind it, all those who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ are then taken through with him in death until eternity. We are dependent upon Christ to be content in him for eternity. You know, we long to be satisfied and content with this world, but ultimately our satisfaction and contentment comes in and through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. May we say together, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst. John 6:35. Amen. Let me pray. Jesus, we want to thank you for your word again. Lord, help us to be reliant upon you, to pray that give us today our daily bread. And Lord, help us to be content with what we have, in our prosperity and in our times of poverty. But Father, also help us to be dependent upon you truly for our spiritual life too, so that we can have the confidence knowing that when our time on this world is done, we will follow the Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life and the wonderful presence of you. In your name and for your glory. Amen.